Tom, I don't know if I've seen a game with that many twists and turns through a couple of periods.
No, I've coached I don't know how many games in my career, like, you know, like 800, I don't even know, with assistant and as a head coach. And I don't know if I've ever been in a crazy one like this. You know what, maybe that's 6 seconds when we tied it up. But, you know, how we, you know, how we were licking our wounds with a minute and a half to go. You know, I mean, we were down and out. We were down and out. And then obviously we were brought back to life. We were brought back to life, and then that happens. And actually, what Aaron Miller did, it was amazing, because we were off our coverage. We didn't get a puck out. We didn't get a puck out. You know, and they kept it in, and we were scrambling. Like, Schultze, it was dicey. If Aaron went to pick that off, that puck was going right to Phil Ballew in the middle. With four, I mean, it was scary. And for all the listeners out there, get Powerball tickets, because I think we're getting Powerball tickets. I think we're stopping. I mean, it's crazy, but I think we're going to do it. Get Powerball tickets. That's the only thing I can say right now.
All right, that game completely changes in the second if Zach Grissel doesn't make a couple of phenomenal saves with them shorthanded. Without him, you probably don't. This game might not be close in the third.
Who knows? It just played well. I don't want to sit there and, you know what, Schultze, I'm not going to drink that Kool-Aid and say, you know, I mean, that kid made some saves too. So
he did.
You know, he did. But I mean, hey, Drisk made some big ones. There's no question. But I don't want anything being taken away from our W right here.
How about the instincts of Aaron Miller of knowing what that clock still is and how much time he has?
I don't think he had a clue. I don't think he had a clue. No, don't.
I thought he made one extra move there.
He did. But he didn't have a clue. I mean, he was probably thinking there were 6-7 seconds left on the clock. He didn't have a clue.
It's funny you mentioned the Rob Sirianni 6-second goal, because that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Well, the difference between this, like, that was just as crazy as this. But we were left for dead with a minute and a half. That's where I'm getting at, though. That was the change was the last minute and a half. We were left for dead, and then we obviously that goal gets nullified. Yeah, and now we were brought back to life, and then that happens.
They never did announce why. Was it man in the crease?
Yeah, man in the crease. And I got to look at it, because they kind of put it up on the scoreboard right away. And, you know, who knows? But, who knows? The bottom line is they looked at it for an extended period of time.
Well, that's why you've got a replay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's head coach of the Beavers, Tom Cerutori, with us on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.